This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian military officials say their troops have retaken another southeastern village from Russian forces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's among the first small successes in stepped-up counter-offensive operations against Moscow's more than 15-month invasion of Ukraine. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malia writes on Telegram that Ukraine's flag is again flying over the village of Storozhov. She predicts the liberation of all Ukrainian land will be the final outcome. A day earlier, Ukrainian officials said three other small villages clustered together in the eastern Donetsk region had been liberated. The Russian Defense Ministry hasn't confirmed the Russian retreat from these villages, but some military bloggers have acknowledged the loss of Russian control over them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Silvio Berlusconi, the boastful billionaire media mogul who is Italy's longest-serving premier, despite scandals over his sex-fueled parties and allegations of corruptions, died Monday, according to Italian media. He was 86 years old. Former U.S. President Donald Trump prepares to take on federal prosecutors as a presidential candidate faces formal charges stemming from his handling of classified documents. Here's VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
The whole thing is a witch hunt.
Ahead of Donald Trump's expected appearance in a Florida courtroom on Tuesday, public discussions over his latest indictment are brewing. He faces 37 counts, including alleged willful retention of national defense information, conspiracy, obstruction, and false statements. There's no evidence that the classified documents investigation led by special counsel Jack Smith has been weaponized. Trump announced the indictment on his Truth Social website.
This is VOA News. Thousands of people have rallied for a fifth time in a month after two mass shootings in Serbia that shook the nation, even as the country's populist president rejected any responsibility and ignored their demands to step down. The crowd, chanting slogans against President Aleksandar Vučić, marched through the capital on Saturday to gather in front of his headquarters in the central part of the capital, Belgrade. Opposition protesters have been demanding the resignation of senior government officials and the revocation of broadcasting licenses for TV networks, which they say promote violence and glorify crime figures. Billionaire financier and philanthropist George Soros has laid out his succession plan, telling the Wall Street Journal he's handing control of his massive empire to son Alexander Soros. Reuters correspondent Lisa Barnard reports.
Combined, the loss represents
Soros, now 92, once said he did not want his Open Society Foundations, known as OSF, to be taken over by one of his five children. But speaking of his decision to turn over his $25 billion empire to son Alex, who's 37, the elder Soros said, quote, he's earned it. Soros is known for his huge donations to liberal causes, something Alex said he plans to continue doing, telling the Journal that he is more political than his father. According to the Journal, the foundation directs about $1.5 billion a year to groups such as those backing human rights around the world and helping to build democracies.
That was Lisa Barnard. An Associated Press analysis found that fraudsters potentially stole more than $280 billion in COVID-19 relief funding. Another $123 billion was wasted or misspent. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Combined, the loss represents 10% of the $4.2 trillion the U.S. government had dispersed in COVID relief aid. Fraudsters used Social Security numbers of dead people to get unemployment checks. Cheaters collected benefits in multiple states. And federal loan applicants were not cross-checked against a Treasury Department database that would have raised red flags about sketchy borrowers. All of it led to the greatest grift in U.S. history. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A new report claims fossil fuel companies' net zero plans don't really mean anything. The number of fossil fuel companies setting net zero emissions targets has risen sharply over the past year, but most failed to address key concerns, making them largely meaningless, a report showed on Monday. Some 75 of the world's largest 112 fossil fuel companies have not committed to reaching net zero. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts. VOA News.